Good day to all you loco UK people. Wing Commander Sir Arthur Curmudgeon here on the M3P. Ah, no, 3 PM. That's time for my nap. No, got it, MP3. Anyway, after listening to your last podcrusting thingamajig, I was most confused. But then I frequently am confused these days. The old brain's not been the same since a bout of oxygen starvation up Kilimanjaro. We never did find the rest of that aeroplane. Where was I? Oh yes, confused. Now about this cheese or font game you mentioned. What happens if the blasted thing is a cheese and a font? Like, say, the American cheese font. Bah! Or Swiss, or Emmentaler. Cheese and font, you see. Sadly, it produces a nasty yellow mess in my laser printer, so I've stopped experimenting with edible documents. After a long pause in your program, when I thought I had actually expired, gave me a hell of a fright, I can tell you. One chap said, "Honestly, I do know what I'm doing. That's the spirit, lad. I find if you say it often enough, the rest of the chaps in the plane start to believe you. Comes in jolly handy just before a tricky landing. Or any landing, come to that. Nearly all of mine started that way. I really wanted to complain about your pointless discussion about swearing. Honestly, I've never heard such a load of... in my entire... life. I spent most of my flying hours with good RAF chaps in a Vulcan bomber. I heard some swearing then, I can tell you. Pretty much all the time, actually. In the end, I took it to be a sign of affection. Well, that's all for now. Yours, the WC.